a beauty of the earth, for the glory of the sky, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. God of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. As long as we're standing, let's share this love with one another as we greet each other this morning. Nice. So beautiful in here. And you add to that. So Anne's doing better with her surgery. And
Jeff's job.
He's got a different view, or?
Oh.
But it isn't everybody that gets to have a nurse stay with them, though. When And, of course, Dave's may have noticed there were no treats out there this morning. But Dave is doing better, and he's got his youngest son with him to take his dogs out once in a while. But he's doing pretty well. Are there other joys or concerns? Yeah, Barb?
Carla Coleman passed away on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Just for the record.
Carla Coleman passed away on Friday around noon.
It's on.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Kent's doing okay. I mean, it was expected, but it's still hard. So.
Service planned for her? Or?
Not till spring. They have family that
sure.
are in Arizona and won't be back till then. So. She didn't want one at all, of course.
Oh.
We all overruled her.
Yeah, I know. That's when Dad was dying, we said, "What do you want, Dad?" He said, "It's up to you. You plan it." You know. Carla, we've been praying for them for a long time now.
We'll continue to pray for Kent.
Yeah, Kent. Other joys, concerns? Oh, hi, John. Yeah. You want to take that to him?
Yes. Maybe that's my plan.
Yes, Anne is doing well following her big toe joint ectomy. And so we're ahead of pain. Thank you to Grandma for all the nursing that's been going on there. An update from Elsie's friend's half-brother, Justin, the construction worker with the fall. I ran into his dad and said there's baby steps being made, there's progress being made. And I said, so tell me about the fall. Well, he fell a long ways. And I said, did the sudden stop hurt him, or did he hit stuff on, he hit stuff on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
They had a grab hold on this construction steel. He's a steel worker. So when he reached up to grab the handhold and pulled himself up, when one leg was up in the air, the handhold weld broke. And so then he fell backwards and threw all the stuff. But had a aunt show up at the hospital in Sioux Falls last week, and he recognized her, said her name. He was able to stand by himself for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, they got the apparatus around him, but he could stand for 30 minutes. So he said it's going to be, you know, a lifelong thing, but there's progress. So I said, asked him if it was okay. find out that, yep, absolutely. So he's thanking us for prayers and continued support. That's it.
It's Justin Sitz. And that's good to hear. Thanks for sharing that, John and Barb, about Kent being here behind and Carla's passing. Other joys, I mean concerns, or joys, or announcements. It's a big party in Gaylord Monday night. The pastor there has been there 10 years. He's going to retire. So, they're having a thing. There was something up on the bulletin board. I might have taken it down to remind me to tell you. But I think I got it here. I can pass it around. Dennis McKee is his name. Speaking of, I don't know what I did. Maybe it's sitting out there. But speaking of toes, I'm sorry, confirmation students. I had to cancel. I mean, this sounds so minimal, but I didn't know. I forgot about a step that was in my leading to the basement, and what I thought was a step was actually a cardboard box, and I slipped and I ripped my big toenail. It didn't hurt that much, but there was blood. So I did not know what to do Wednesday morning. What are they going to do? They put me in. There it is. They're going to put me in the hospital, or do they pull it off right away? So sorry, confirmation students. Is it final in? Can we meet at noon on Wednesday? Is that a done deal? One for Zach, and then 12 for... Okay. Other concerns? Joyce? Is there a spaghetti feed next week or not? Is that on? There was talk about it after church. That was Dave's thing, so we don't know. Spaghetti feed next Sunday, after worship, right after worship, and it's Communion Sunday, of course. And also next Sunday, we go back to daylight wasting time. So, in the fall, set your clock back. So we get an extra hour, right? Is that how it works? Okay, any other joys, concerns? Thanks, John, for teaching this morning. But first, let's have the younger disciples come up. All five of you. How many heard the bell ring this morning already? How many didn't realize it was ringing? Oh, it was you that was talking then, wasn't it? No, I'm just kidding. I love it when that bell rings. And do you notice? It's not just a boing that hits. It's a musical tone that follows it. And I think it's a C. I'm not sure, but I'm going to check. I wrote it down somewhere, but it's beautiful. But not all bells sound like that. Especially this one. Would you know how to ring a bell like this? You got it? Something wrong with it, huh? You're figuring it out. Whoa, not bad. It doesn't really ring, though, does it? Something that it says on there. Can you read that? Want to take it? Just hold it. What's it say? See, I don't need, I have my mic here. Should have it, but that's right. You two read it. Read it together and say it loud. At Joyner, Eddie. Louder, louder. No one listens to the cry of the poor or the sound of a wooden bell. Can you ring it? It's kind of fun. I'm listening. Are you listening? Can you hear it? Yeah. You laughed at him, but yeah. Oh, all right, now you're finding a different sounds. Yes. I think you listen. What do you think this is talking about? You know, I purchased this bell about 25 years ago from a missionary. You know what a missionary is? Well, we'll talk about that in confirmation coming up. I'll bet you know, Zach, don't you? Well, a missionary is one who's on a mission. And in this case, it's a mission to help other people, to share with them what you know about Jesus, and especially how Jesus tells us to, if someone's hungry, feed them. If someone doesn't have enough clothes to keep them warm, we help with that. If they need shelter, that's what missionaries do. We have missionaries from this church. Did you know that? In fact, Dave, who was your Sunday school teacher, is not here today because he tore his Achilles. And so he's got to rest a little bit on that. But he has made many trips to, do you know where? Another country. Dominican Republic. And right now, you know what's going on there? A hurricane. With a lot of rain and a lot of wind. And right next to the Dominican Republic is a country called Haiti. Have you ever heard of that? Yeah. And that's where this missionary was. And he was raising money by selling bells that were hand-carved by someone from Haiti. Kind of fun to play with, isn't it? So as you go to Sunday school this morning, you'll probably learn about Jesus and about how Jesus cares for other people all across the globe, even in countries where there's a lot of poverty or war or strife or hurricanes. So would you pray with me, and I'll say a little sentence, and you can say it afterwards. Dear God, we remember you and how you cared for us. May we care for others as well, especially the people in the Dominican Republic right now and Haiti next door, and our continuing mission as a church to help others. Amen. Well, thanks for coming up today. I guess they're all yours now, John. I'll leave this up here. If any of you want to come up and play with a bell, you certainly can, because we do listen. Back to our bulletin. This is God's house, a holy temple. We are in the midst of God's dwelling place. My soul longs, yea, faints for the courts of God. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Happy are those whom God has chosen to be here. Blessed are all whom God has forgiven and named. Our voices rise in praise of God's awesome deeds. Mountains and seas bow down before the Creator. God crowns the year with a bountiful harvest. Flocks and grain fill the meadows. God's presence is felt to the ends of the earth. All creation is God's dwelling place, God's home. We pray together to say, to you, O God, shall our vows be performed. To you we sing our praises and utter our prayers. Come among us to renew your covenant and offer your signs. Pour out your spirit on all people gathered here, that we may dream and prophesy and follow the vision you set before us. So be it. All these, this litany that we use is taken from our four texts, and that one was largely from Psalm 65. Now this one is from Luke today, Luke 8, the Pharisee and the tax collector. We pray together this prayer, admitting we're a bit like the Pharisee and the tax collector both. How easily we have forgotten you, O God, of our salvation. We imagine that our prosperity is of our own design. We wander into paths of self-righteousness and self-congratulation. We compare ourselves with those whose sins are public knowledge and consider ourselves better than they. O God, rescue us from the evil inside us that alienates us from others and from you. We humble ourselves before you, seeking forgiveness. Amen. Humbling oneself is tough. Almost something you don't even want to become conscious of. But be assured of this, that as we pray to God, admitting that we have shortcomings, that we are sinners, God pardons and forgives us. Amen. Let's sing. In times like these, for sure. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, need a Savior. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure, my anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure, my anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Amen. No one signed up, so Jim says, you got anyone signed up for Sunday to read? I said, no. Would you please read again? 2 scriptures today, and we put in How and Joel. It's kind of about how God's Spirit being poured out. And in Acts, a following many years later about the covenant of the Holy Spirit and Peter's response.
A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. The Lord says, "Then afterward I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young shall see visions. Even on the male and female slaves, in those days I will pour out my spirit. I will show portents in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord's coming. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls." A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? We are Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and even visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's mighty deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered at them and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these people are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel when he said, 'In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young shall see visions, and your old shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'"
Thank you, James. Upon all flesh, I will pour my spirit. Did you get a chance to glance at Psalm 65, which appears at the top of the first page? "Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed, O you who answer prayer. To you all flesh shall come." In my Hebrew scriptures, and explanations of what it might have meant, Psalm 65 is considered by Jewish people a harvest hymn. It was one that was sung like at times like this. When the harvest was brought in, was plenty, they rejoiced. They went to the temple and they sang words of praise to God, who gives growth and provides a harvest. And probably was written, we think, around the time that the Assyrian army had retreated from Judea. And at last, they were free to determine their own way of life, the Jews that were left behind. And they went to work building a temple. Good times, for sure. A time to celebrate coming to God. And it was also a time, if you read on in Psalm 65, that God then expected that these good times would expand, broaden the love of God by actions that cared for others. They're perhaps not as fortunate as you, but it's unfortunate that, as happens many times when things are going good, you kind of forget about God. And that's kind of been the history of many tribal people, like the Israelites, like us. Things are good, okay, don't need you anymore, God. Sometimes we forget about that. How God wants us to care for all creation, for all who are hungry, or at least some, to reach out, to give delivery to the oppressed, not to oppress them more. And as the celebrations faded and as they quit caring about others, they looked forward to coming to God once again because they felt that God had perhaps left them. They needed a Savior to get them back on the right track. And that Savior, many people believe, came in the presence of Jesus of Nazareth, Messiah, the Anointed One, who will ride in on a chariot, form a large army, and get those Romans out of here. If it takes force, we'll do it, because we got a good leader now, Messiah. Our promised one has come. But what was needed was calls for repentance and prayer. This Jesus, a lot of people followed him, went that way, but many didn't. They felt he was letting them down, especially when he knew it was time that he had to die and he turned himself in. Not before he had made an example of how the worship was to be when he went into the temple and overturned the temple, the tables, and all the gambling spots. Well, they were supposed to be offerings, but they were charging too much. They were gambling. They were cheating. Let the sacrificial animals go. Said, this temple is my house of prayer, but you made a den of thieves. And, of course, shocked the people there. No one was hurt that we know of. But Jesus made a statement. And believe you me, the religious leaders, for sure, made attention. He's got to be controlled. And he was, you might say, captured, but he wasn't hiding out in the woods. But one of his disciples said, I know where he is, and I'll betray him, I'll be the one I kiss, his treasurer, who I think thought he was doing a good thing. He said, let's face this trial. You prove yourself. You're not guilty of anything. And indeed, Pontius Pilate could find nothing wrong with him, the Roman leader in the time. As you are a king then? They say you're a king? You got the people all excited about this. Jesus doesn't deny it, but he does say, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, I'd have an army. We'd fight him. But my kingdom is from above. It's different. And so he was found guilty, as you know. Crucified, dead, buried. End of it, right? No, hardly. For they still had followers. Large amount was women, probably, yeah. And he came to life. And then he spent some time here with his beloved ones, with his closest followers, his disciples. And then he ascended into heaven. And in their grief, those disciples, as you know, gathered together in an upper room, and there was wind, all right. Tongues of fire, all right. And they spoke in languages the speakers didn't realize what it was, but it was recognized by all the nations or tribes or whatever from all over the, pretty much that could go on foot. Jews. He's speaking. How does he know this? What's happening here? And then Peter, the bold one, explains They're not drunk. They're only doing what was prophesied earlier in Joel. And if you notice the last part, it was almost word for word in Acts. The prophecy of Joel. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. But what does the all mean? Well, to me it means all. All flesh. God's gift, not to be earned, not to be purchased, a free gift of pardon for sin and a call to walk with Jesus. He was that Savior who came in the flesh. Yeah, for sure. I should read this to you because I wrote a little song about it years ago, but I said, I'll just read it today. It's called The Prologue to the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. God was in the beginning. All things came into being through Him. And without Him, not one thing came into being. And what has come into being in Him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Now, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the true light, which enlightens everyone. This light was coming into the world. He was in the world, but the world came into being through him, yet they didn't know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh, or of the will of humankind, but of God. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth, and so forth. The beginning, few verses of John. The Savior is born. For the salvation of all flesh. All flesh? And you mean ones that are not good people? Surely only the church people. Well, there's a story about this. Another story with a teaching purpose to it. Call it a parable, one of Jesus' parables. This follows the parable we had last week about the widow and the unjust judge, but now it's the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. I'll read this too. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray. This is the parable now. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying like this. God, I thank you that I am not like the other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income, and so forth. But here Jesus jumps to, in his parable, the tax collector. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. End of parable. And then Jesus has this to say about it. I tell you, this man, that's the tax collector, went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Whew, that's tough. I've talked about this so much, I probably shouldn't say much about it anymore, because I think sometimes the better you don't think about something. I don't think I told you this. Now listen carefully. A few years ago, I was nominated in the Minnesota Conference as the most humble pastor of the year. And I felt kind of good about that. I might get the award. I don't know what it was, but I went around bragging about that I've been nominated for the most humble pastor of the year. And somebody found out about it, and they called me in. Says, I'm sorry, but you're not a candidate anymore, talking like that. I was humbled. No, that's not true. That didn't happen. Erase that. But I tell you that, make up that story. Maybe the song does it better. Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. It's tough, isn't it? But to me it helps music to sing. You know, humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and God will raise you up. And God will raise you up. We call it a gift, music. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Puts me in my right place, I think, but see, I don't want to judge anyone, especially myself. Lord, we need you. Oh, we need you. Every hour I need you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Jesus wasn't picking on the tax collector. He's just trying to see that you don't pray to yourself, you don't congratulate yourself. Sure, it's good to feel good about what you do, but it's not because of oneself. We don't work hard, study hard, so we get better than others, so we get closer to God. Sure, that doesn't mean not to work, do the work, not to study the Bible, but it's a gift. Inspiration, they sometimes call it. Did you notice in this parable, most of the language was about the Pharisee and the tax collector? The Pharisee didn't see the tax collector, except as somebody who wasn't as good as him. But who wasn't mentioned in that parable very much? You guessed it. God. That's the whole point of the parable. Another way to express God's ever-widening grace and forgiveness. And together we can say, thank you, Jesus. And we can pray. And this is one of them. Just a closer walk with Thee. Our prayer song. We'll sing a couple stanzas anyway, and then we'll pray, and you keep playing. Just a closer walk with Thee. I'm weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee. The closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, it's my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snare, through this world of toil and snare. If I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden share? None but Thee, dear Lord, none but Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Sometimes, oh God, we don't realize that we're in Your arms, so to speak. We're in Your hand. Like little children, perhaps, eyes wide open, wondering about everything, what's going on. But when it comes to it, we know our, somehow deep down, we're from our parents. Down the line, there's grandparents that care about us, blood relatives. Come to discover friends. Help us to try and be friends to as many as we can, knowing that our strength comes not from our ability to say what they might want us to hear or say something that we might feel we got to tell them. It's because of Your Spirit on all flesh that really wants us to get along. Because Your love is greater than how much education we've had or how much money we had or what party we belong to or if we belong to a party or not. Because, well, we're governed by a different drummer, and that's You. We pray for others as well. We think of Dave recovering from his surgery, and Anne, of course, recovering from hers. And especially for the work they do around this church. Be with Dennis is retiring. Served as one of Your servants for many years. We pray for Kent, and now with Carla being gone, it's different. He finds strength, and that's already been there because of You. We pray for the folks that are, so to speak, literally, under the weather from a storm or the winds or the rain, fires, so much. Dominican Republic now, with Haiti and Jamaica, and that, all those in peril. Victims of war, innocent victims, women, little children. Oh God, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Help us to bring about change through peace, by loving and caring with one another. And that the words to this prayer that you've taught us to say, may we say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. When my feeble life is over, number 3. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely on. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with me. Grant it, Jesus, it's my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let's stand as we sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God all creatures here below. Praise God above you heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oops, sorry. Our offertory prayer is found printed in the bulletin. We pray together to say, You have dealt wondrously with us, gracious God. We have gathered in your temple to praise you and to join in efforts to share faith with one another and the world. Through our offerings, we wish to extend the witness made here into our neighborhood and in ever-widening circles to the ends of the earth. Bless and multiply our efforts, we pray. Amen. We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is yours alone, our trust, O Lord, from thee. When we all get to heaven. But a day of rejoicing, that'll be. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it'll be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. when the traveling days are over, not a shadow or a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'll be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'll be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all see Jesus, what a day of rejoicing that'll be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Reminder that I think there's treats today afterwards, right? I saw somebody walk in with treats, so. But more than that, it's the treat of gathering around the table and visiting with each other. In the meantime, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.